Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Yvan Delaplace, I'm Investment Specialist at UBP, and today we are discussing the performance and positioning of UBAM Positive Impact Equity, especially the following three key takeaways. Firstly, the market backdrop. 2021 has been dominated by the structural inflation theme. Secondly, what does it mean for impact strategies and UBAM Positive Impact Equity, also called PIE, in particular? After an extremely strong 2020, PIE has been giving back some performance on a relative basis, especially when compared with more value indices such as the MSCI Europe and AIR, but is staying well ahead of the market over the longer term. On 1 year basis, PIE compared well with an impact peer group and is in line year to date. We will conclude with an outlook. Effectively, the opportunities will continue to arise in sectors that can benefit from the multi-year investment cycles that result from the UN Sustainable Development Goals. Let's start with the market backdrop. During 2020, the market went through a number of distinct phases from 1. Ignorance of the impending COVID-19 effects in January and February. 2. A panic at the end of February to mid-April. 3. The world will need to change as a broad theme supporting various subtopics such as innovative healthcare solution and green energy provision. It was in April to October. The final phase saw equity market generally follow an upward trend as some of these themes were eclipsed by the optimistic going out trade. During the last months of 2020, and particularly going into 2021, the underlying market debate moved naturally onto the inflation prospects, asking the questions of what the economic effect of unprecedented monetary and fiscal stimulus will be at time when activity is suddenly let out of lockdown. So far this year, the structural inflation theme has been winning the argument. What does this mean in terms of stocks? Put simply, it benefits short-duration stocks, many of which have experienced severe challenges to their profitability, both in the decade of low inflation since the global financial crisis, and then even more so during the COVID-19 lockdown. Think banks, airlines, and energy stocks. For those companies with very low mid-cycle P/E ratios, the change in one-year profit expectation has a very meaningful impact on warranted share prices. Meanwhile, high multiple stocks with years of structural growth ahead of them suffer the inverse problem, in that as bond yields rise, so does the discount rate on which their warranted valuation is based. When so much of that valuation is based on the outer profit years and the terminal value, any rise in the discount rate causes share prices to hit the buffer and, in many cases, reverses significantly. Think Tesla, which is not really making a profit today, unlike an oil company, but is expected to create huge value for shareholders in 10 years and beyond. But the shares have thin short-term valuation support. We can continue with the second section. What does this mean for impact strategies? As we know, impact strategies focus on fixers providing solutions to today's problems. This offers investors an exciting array of future market innovators that will grow into their place on the world stage. For example, one can fully imagine that the success of Ørsted as an emerging giant will be mirrored in almost every industry in need of restructuring. However, many of these industries are still at the beginning of the J-curve of growth. For example, for hydrogen produced using environmentally friendly methods, the industry is populated with companies scaling up alternatives to fossil-based power, and the fact that the EU's Green Deal offers grants to the most encouraging projects show a wide acknowledgement at state level that this type of solution needs to be subsidized whilst it scales up. However, today few, if any, are profitable, and almost none of the challenger technologies operate at the same unit cost of production as the incumbent dirty technology. The challenge for impact investors is to marry the most promising ideas with the investment opportunities most likely to generate returns. In a market phase like this, there are actions we can take and there are actions which fall outside our remit. We can certainly reduce the short-term PE ratio of the portfolio to reflect the wider backdrop which currently favors short-duration stocks. However, what we cannot do is switch our portfolio toward classic value stocks such as banks, energy, mining or airlines. The third section will tackle the following question: how have we been doing on PI? This somewhat depends on one's perspective. The MSCI Europe is one of the most value-heavy indices in developed market, as is clearly illustrated by the return generated in 2020. The MSCI Europe was down 3.3% for the year. The MSCI ACWI was up 6.7%. UBAM PI was up 21.7%. That underperformance by such a major universe benchmark is telling. So far in 2021, the situation has been reversed. The MSCI Europe is up 13.4%, the MSCI ACWI is up 10.9%, and PI is up 4.9%. On this analysis, PI has struggled against a value benchmark in the current year, but is still clearly leading when one looks at a longer term horizon. How did other impact funds perform? We firmly believe that an impact fund that had managed to generate returns in line with or above the benchmark this year would have had to compromise on those crucial impact principles. This can easily be tested. In a peer group of 15 impact funds that we monitor, the median performance so far in 2021 has been 5.5%. So, PI has been in line with the performance of this peer group year to date, and is still in the first quarter of the impact peer group on a one-year basis. One question would be, for PI specifically, what has hurt the fund in 2021? In short, it is the exposure to clean tech. Amongst our largest detractors are Soltec, Hexagon Composites, Ceres Power and Siemens Gamesa. On average, these stocks are down 27% so far in 2021. In 2020, the same four stocks averaged a plus 170% return for our investors. It could definitely be argued that cleantech names had previously gained too much ground. In the next section, we will review what we have been doing on PI. We have not been standing still. At our regular DM macro and research meetings, we identify the signs of market rotation relatively quickly. We have focused on bringing the portfolio's headline P ratio down using our sizing model to direct our trading decisions. For example, we have substantially reduced our holdings in the recycling leader, Tomra, as its short-term multiple remains high at more than 45 2022 earnings. Whilst this valuation makes sense given the company's long-term potential, we acknowledge that there may be pressure whilst the market digests the current signals on inflation. Other names where we made similar adjustments include Trex, Ecolab, and Chegg. At the end of 2020, we also reduced our holdings in Soltec and Siemens Gamesa, and we completely divested our holdings in Hexagon Purus. We have used this disposal to build position in Train and SPY. Looking at this activity, the PI's top 5 has changed substantially since 1st January 2021, when our top 5 stocks were Thermo Fisher, Genmab, Arcadis, Croda and Tomra, with a higher short-term P ratio reflecting the long-term potential in businesses like Tomra. The top 5 now comprises Signify, SPY, Befesa, Intertek and Thermo Fisher, with P/E ratios for 2021 ranging from 12.8 to 26, with an average of 18.9. Finally, we will conclude with the outlook. At this stage, we would argue that the economic backdrop of lockdown versus opening up is too confused to allow a strong call to be made on whether we are facing a transitory or structural change in inflation around the world. We would expect news flow to continue this way for the rest of 2021, and we believe this will create volatility in leadership between the growth and value ends of the market for some time. We are continuing to reposition the portfolio for this kind of environment, but investors should bear in mind that impact strategies focus on companies capable of delivering superior growth in the long term thanks to their position in a world that is cleaning up its act. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website ubp.com. Thank you.